It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You are very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. And we have we've good news.
Hey, hold on for a second. Tease them.
What's to tease?
Tease them. Just by the way, that lady that speaks at the start of this show, we never give her any credit. She's been around.
She got paid for doing that. Why would we credit her?
She's been saying that plug in your headphone crap for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
A lot of you don't even know her name. I can't remember her surname. I'm trying to find her surname.
What?
Do you know her surname? I know Shona Years.
Yeah.
But I can't remember for the life of
me. That's her name there.
Shona Ryan.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about Shona Ryan, just can you play the start of her thing again?
Oh,
so we can hear the start.
Plug those headphones
in. Shona Ryan is one of those people that sounds exactly like she looks. Or does that make sense? No. She looks exactly like you would expect her to
Let me see. Hang on.
Look. Plug those headphones in.
Oh, yeah. She's got blonde hair.
Well, no, you can just
She's tall.
No, you can... Very attractive woman.
Yeah.
Middle-aged.
Lovely lady. Oh, she won't like that. She won't appreciate that.
She doesn't.
Are you listening, Shona?
No, she probably doesn't. But you can Google... If you just Google Shona Ryan, she used to work for Spin 103.8.
She did.
Many moons ago. And now she works for her parent company. And...
Our parent company.
Step-parent? I don't know.
Whatever. Step-parent?
So the parent. Anyway, that's Shona Ryan.
We don't have a parent company.
We do. There's a parent company. Viacom, is it? Or
Viacom.
Fox News. I don't know.
Anyway, that's Shona. Yeah, Shona.
Plug those headphones in.
But what I'm saying is, you know, Shona. Some people that you've been listening to on the radio for years, and then when you see them, you go, my God, they're nothing like they sound. She looks exactly like she sounds.
Anyway, we've an announcement.
Yes. Shona! Oh, we didn't pay her to
No,
do this
we
bit.
Didn't pay her to do this bit. Jeez. No, we have to do this ourselves. You are very welcome to episode 1000 of Opinions Matter. Way!
Okay, orchestra, stop.
Okay, calm down there.
By the way, that's the RTE concert orchestra we've got.
We paid them, yeah.
So,
may as well get the most out of us.
Yep.
Come on. Hey!
A bit more in the double bass. Double, give it to me. There we go, look at that.
Fantastic.
The drone, listen to the drone at the end.
This is episode 1000 of Opinions Matter. We started this podcast back in 2021.
From our respective bedrooms.
From our respective bedrooms is right. Yeah.
You were in my bedroom one day and I found it very inappropriate. Very inappropriate.
Anyway, yes, this is literally episode 1000 of the Opinions Matter podcast. So it's lasted a lot longer than we ever thought it would.
Yeah, genuinely, and we're being humble about this because when we started it off, we didn't know what a podcast was, still don't. I was in my bedroom with my kids banging in the door to try and get in. Adrian was in his, I don't know what room that was. It was like a red torture room or something like that.
Yeah, that's right,
The red torture room. And we said, let's give this our podcast thing an hour go and see how we get on. Not thinking that 1,000 episodes later we'd be still here talking to you guys. And not only that, I'm making a living from it as well.
Which is fantastic.
You know, we don't do this for the love of you guys. We do it because we like money. I have to be honest. But we know, all joking aside, we love talking to you guys every day.
Now, because this is episode 1000, we're running a competition all of this week, which you can enter right now. We have to have your entry at the very latest by Thursday afternoon, okay? So, let me tell you the prize that we have to give away. This is a really, really, really good prize. We're delighted with this. We have a two-night stay with dinner on one evening at Farnham Estate in County Cavan. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in Farnham Estate. It is spectacular. It is absolutely fantastic.
I've been there. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what we have to give away. It's a two-night stay with dinner on one evening at Farnham Estate in County Cavan. And to enter the competition, all you have to do is prove to us that you subscribe to our podcast, be that on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. So what we want you to do is to go into our podcast on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts and take a screenshot which proves that you are subscribed to our podcast. Okay? So if you are doing it on Apple Podcasts, you will need to send us a screenshot of the actual show page and open the top right-hand corner, there's a little tick, and that little tick proves that you are subscribed. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, you do the exact same thing. You take a screenshot of our show and the word following will be highlighted.
Yep.
And that proves that you are following us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You take that screenshot and then you WhatsApp it to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. You screenshot the proof that you subscribe to our podcast, and you say, and if you're not subscribed, then do subscribe. Take a screenshot of it and send it in to us right now.
Now, Adrian,
so 085-825-2626.
Now, Adrian has done that in a very long-winded way. It's like going from Dublin to London and flying through Reykjavik.
Reykjavik.
You literally went... So can I do a bit?
Okay, go on, off you go. Yeah, no.
Yes, we want to reward you by giving, sending you on that lovely prize to Farnham Estate. Absolutely amazing prize. It's a very plush place to stay in.
It is.
Your partner or whoever you bring will be delighted. And we need you to prove that you subscribe to the podcast. And by doing that, screenshot how you subscribe. So wherever you subscribe, screenshot it and WhatsApp it to us on the number that my colleague and former broadcasting partner has just mentioned.
Former,
yeah.
Anyway, you send it to 085-825-2626. We have to have your entry by Thursday afternoon, the 17th of April. So if you happen to be listening to this podcast after the 17th of April, you're too late.
Yeah, okay? So you know, a lot of you are always asking, oh, how do I get notified every time a podcast goes up? Literally, if you subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Spotify, it notifies you every time our podcast
If it's on Spotify, make sure you click on the little bell, and that now, way you'll get a notification.
Some of you who are very sharp have noticed that last week we said there's loads of prizes. Yes, there are. This is the first of many prizes. It's a week of prizes. As people would call it in the lotto, an extravaganza.
An extravaganza of prizes.
That's the first prize.
Okay, so once again, it is two nights.
Well, geez, they're doing it already.
Yeah, they're doing it already.
Two
nights B&B in Farnham Estate. And an evening meal on one of the evenings. That's the prize. You have to get your entry in by Thursday the 17th in the afternoon. All right?
And so, if you do win, don't go down in a tracksuit. What are you laughing at? This has
Who's going to rock up to Farnham Estate in a tracksuit?
Him. See him?
Oh, yeah, he would, yeah.
And definitely him.
Oh, yeah, he would.
He'd walk up with his PJs or something like that.
Anyway, welcome to episode 1000 of Opinions Matter. Enter that competition at your leisure. We will only accept entries on WhatsApp, 085-825-2626. So the very best of luck. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on episode 1000 of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big, big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, Ireland's favourite Sunday market, if not probably the most popular market in the whole country. It was established over 30 years ago, and it's been a Sunday go-to ever since, because they have everything and anything your little heart can desire. So, for example, clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, workwear, kitchenware, plants and shrubs, power tools, hand tools, fishing tackle, the list goes on and on and on and on. And if you are around on a Sunday, pop along to Fairy House Sunday Market. It is open most Sundays throughout the year, with the exception of a few Sundays where there is racing on, like Easter Sunday. There is no market on Easter Sunday, but every other Sunday around the year, pop along to Fairy House Sunday Market. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I spoke to a number of stall holders, including Joe. Now, Joe's stall has literally everything and anything to do with fishing.
All the fish and tackle stall out of Market and Fairy House. We cater for sea, trout, everything. Say cater for all types of fish and tackle altogether.
And you're here 25 years.
25 years, a lifetime. It's not like work. It's good crack with meeting different people. You have a great banter out here every day. Every Sunday you come, it's fun. Well, the expression that I use to the parents now, all the kids nowadays are on Xboxes, and my saying is, less Xboxes and more tackle boxes.
Very good, all right. Fairy House Sunday Market is well worth a visit, and we want to sincerely thank them for being our current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast and the proud sponsors of episode 1000. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Lads, just give out my first name, because there will be war. My sister-in-law is a single mum. She is a beautiful little girl. The thing is, the father effed off when she was 4 months old. He lives about 20 minutes away. My niece is now 5 and the sperm donor hasn't paid a penny since she was born. Yet you see him on Facebook every month away in Spain cycling. Anyway, I asked her at the weekend why she hasn't taken him to court and she says, because I don't want the fucker's money or anything to do with him. Yet she is happy to take lone parents' money. It makes me sick that she won't take him to court. There's loads of mothers like this. I think they should have their lone parents' allowance docked. If the father's money isn't good enough for her, why should taxpayers' money be enough for her? Just call me Jen. So that's what we're going to call her. We're just calling her Jen. So baby daddy, sperm donor, as Jen describes him, has not paid one red cent for his child since the day she was born.
But more importantly,
mammy of the child, who's raising the child, hasn't done anything about trying to get money off him.
Now, I'll save my judgment for that until I speak to some women on the podcast today and find out their reasons for not pursuing it. Although I will say this, and nothing boils my piss more than men not paying their way.
Yep, me too.
And I mean, one of the first things when I became sexually active that my mother used to say to me, and I was 32 at the time, but she used to say, if you dip the wick,
be prepared to pay for the oil.
And there's so many men. No, sorry. We edit that out of the podcast because they're not men. Someone who doesn't pay for the child is not a man.
Yep, I agree.
In my opinion. So I would call them as well sperm donors. It makes me sick. I actually broke up with a friend. Cut ties with a friend of mine who wasn't paying for his child.
Oh, really?
I just found it objectionable. I was disgusted when I found out. I couldn't look at him in the eye when I found out he wasn't paying for the child. And he was going on about, oh, but my ex is see you next Tuesday and all that. Doesn't matter. Even if you hate your ex, even if you can't stand your ex, even if your ex cheated on you with the whole rugby team, every single one of them, that is not the child's fault. Pay for your kids. Because in a lot of cases, which is disgraceful as well. In a lot of cases, regardless of how much a sperm donor is earning, they probably will only be asked by the court to pay 30 quid a week for a child, which doesn't even get you a pair of
No,
runners.
Absolutely it's not. Disgusting. But it's the principle.
So if you can't come up with 30 quid for your kids, you're not a man and you're not a father. Now, in all the years we've been doing radios and podcasts, we've never spoken to a man who would admit that they don't pay for their child because they know it's disgusting.
And it is disgusting.
And we're not expecting to speak to a man like that. But this is more about the women pursuing these men. Get the money that's owed to you, ladies. The money is owed to you by the sperm donor. It takes two to make a baby. Get the money off them. Bring them to court. Even if it's only, supposing you bring Darren to court, who you made a baby with, and you can't stand him. You don't even be in the same room as him. Unfortunately, honey, half that child is his. Half that child is his. And even if you only got 15 euro from the court, at least you're taking something out of his pocket. It really gets under my skin.
What about what Jen said in her message? She believes that if a mother isn't prepared to even chase the dad for money, she should have her lone parents' allowance docked.
I'll hold judgment on that one. Don't worry, I'll give you my opinion before the end, but I'll hold judgment on it because I want to hear from women about why they don't want money off them. In this case, by the way, in Jen's sister-in-law's case, mm-hmm. it just seems like, which will be typical of women who hate their exes, that I just don't want anything to do. I don't want his money.
Well, I'm about to play a message. We've disguised this lady's voice. She sent in this message before we started recording today's episode, and she asked for her voice to be disguised. So I'm just going to call this lady Mandy. Bear with it. It is voice disguised.
Hey, guys. Just in relation to today's topic. I'd love to come on, but his family listen, and I don't want him to find out he's going to be summoned soon. This kind of topic angers me. Some of the comments on the page are an absolute disgrace, blaming the parent who does their best instead of blaming the one who walked away. Just for the record, maintenance isn't regarded for means on any social welfare payment now, so regardless of what you contribute, it won't make a difference to the social welfare payment. My ex-miserable prick who pays his mother more than he does for his kids, I get 25 a week per child. Two kids, that's it. So no 50-50 renting out like Christmas, birthdays, etc. You know, I'm expected to use that for everything else that they need. He has a company car, travel expenses, no rent, plays the poor mouth, yet can go out weekends on the back. I started the process for court as I'm a pain in my face with being a miserable fucker. It's embarrassing to have to chase and ask. My kids won't even ask him for a fiver because they know he'll say no, and to ask him, he's not running a house, skill contributions, travel, clothing, feeding them. And I constantly get told by people, you should have picked better, like it's my fault. I know it'll be complicated, but wages should be set that if you've kids, a percentage should go straight to the primary carer. Too many parents, I think, are falsifying their income and outgoings without needing to prove it. And that goes for men and women. So if a man is a lone parent, say for him, this week, I'm glad the kids are off school because I don't have to worry about diesel to get them there. So, you know, that's where I'm at. And I'd say that's where a lot of single parents are, you know, when it comes to this type of stuff. So I think people need to stop blaming the parent who stayed and blame the parent who gives us the two fingers. So it's not just black and white, I'll just go straight to court because it's not enforced. And it shouldn't be a case of the judge saying, okay, you have to contribute this, you have to contribute that, and not having it that, taking that sauce, basically, you know, because it is, as I said, it's embarrassing, you know, and you feel like an absolute beggar. But we do our best, as said men and women, we do our best, you know, and it's an absolute disgrace that they get to go off and live their best life with no consequences, no, you know, no conscience, and, you know, not giving a shit, basically. So, anyways, I said I would love to come on, but I wouldn't be able to because I don't want them to know. But looking forward to the show.
Mandy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mandy?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mandy. So, the original message from a lady called Jen is she believes that if a mother raising a child on her own doesn't at least try to get money out of the father, then she should have her lone parents' allowance cut. What do you think of that?
I think that sister-in-law sounds like an awful person. Like, that's your family. So I'm presuming the sister-in-law is the woman's brother's wife or sister's wife?
Yeah, I don't actually know. My sister-in-law is a single mom. I don't actually know in what way they're related. But basically you're saying with friends like her, who needs enemies?
Literally. That girl that has the child that the father's not paying for, how is any that her fault? Like, when you actually think about it.
Well, it is, because she said, I don't want to have anything to do with them. I don't want the fucker's money or anything to do with them. That's exactly what she said. So, in other words, she hasn't in any way attempted to pursue him to get money out of him.
Well, we don't know that she hasn't attempted at all. We just know that she hasn't brought him to court. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't know that she hasn't tried to contact him numerous times, like that he's on holidays every other week, he's doing
What Jen says in her message is, I asked her at the weekend why she hasn't taken him to court, and she says, because I don't want his money, I don't want anything to do with him. But yet she's happy to take lone parents' allowance. In other words, what Jen is getting at is, why should the state have to pay when she's not even bothering to try and get money out of him?
Because that's the man's fault. That's not that woman's fault. I understand what you're getting. Well, she could be in court.
She's led him away with it, basically.
But she probably doesn't want to degrade herself. You don't know that woman hasn't contacted that man, emailed him, rang him, texted him, flat out, like, really harassed this man. Please pay for your child. Please do this. And you don't know he's not responded by calling her names, putting her down, making her. And if, as a mother, you're already stressed out trying to raise your kids, look after them, feed them, pay the bills yourself, the last thing you're going to do is put yourself in a position with a man who's just going to call your names, put you down and belittle you. Like, that's not good health for the mother.
I know, but Mandy,
do you know what I mean? And I can understand.
But the one thing that will scare somebody, and Adrian is right, the one thing that scares somebody is a letter from the court. And that makes you, like, sending a message to baby daddy saying, I need 50 quid this week. He's just going to say, F off, I'm going to the pub. But when you get a letter from the family courts demanding that father turn up at a court hearing for maintenance, that will put the shits up any man.
You think that, but no, I'm not a single mother. I've never had to go through that situation, and I thank God for that. But if you look at the comment section on the post that you posted earlier, the amount of women who have actually commented and said, no, I've took my ex to court. No, I've done that. They've been told to send me money. They've been told by court order to do this. Nobody follows up on it. And then you're just back to square one, harassing this man to beg him to pay for something towards his kids. And all those comments of those women are saying that. And if that is true, again, you're not going to put yourself in that position.
And in that situation, at least they tried. The waster didn't pay any money, but at least they tried. Jen's issue here is that this sister-in-law of hers has never tried to get any money out of him, and has just let him off scot-free.
But again, it comes down to that. You don't know the story behind it. You don't know what kind of relationship that couple had. You don't know if that man was awful to that woman. You don't know if that woman was awful to that man. Jesus, it could be either way. But you don't know the history of the relationship. And if that woman is straight up saying that that man has money and going, look, I don't want to go near him. He can keep that. Just stay away from me. There might be more to that he wasn't very nice to her, you know? Yeah, she's just going, no.
It doesn't matter whether he's not. He owes that child money. It's not her that he owes the money to. He owes the child money. Mm-hmm. And what I don't get is this woman, Jen's sister-in-law, is quite happy to take money from the taxpayer. She's taking money out of your pocket, Mandy, out of my pocket. She's happy to take money out of my pocket for the upkeep of her child, but she's not happy to take money off the person who actually made the baby. And that really annoys me. That really, really bugs me that she won't pursue him. Even if you can't stand him, he has to pay for the upkeep of his child. Now, I do agree with you. Well, I don't know. I've heard stories. Let's see if we talk to a woman who went to court and the court didn't follow up on it. I think there's something like only 3 or 4 men every year that are jailed for non-payments of maintenance orders, which is ridiculous. But as Adrian was saying, at least she can say, I tried to get money out of the prick and I couldn't.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I just know if me as a woman in that particular, if I was in that predicament and I did feel like that, I wouldn't want to belittle myself. And as a taxpayer, the taxes in this country go on far worse things than helping mothers pay for their children. I'm sorry, but they do. Our taxes go on wild things in this country. And if you want to pull that card, come on. That I'd rather my taxes going to a single mother paying for her kids because some bloke wouldn't, you know?
Okay, but stay there for 1 second, Mandy. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Evening, lads.
Well, Trevor, what do you want to say on this?
Simple fix to this, lads, if you really want to hear it.
Off you go.
Government cuts the money, and then they have to go chasing daddy, don't they? But wait, a lot of these little Jacintas and Fionas and Marians out there will tell you that little Biden needs the government to raise them. So, yeah, maybe it is the government that's responsible for all these kids. Wait, no, they're not the sperm donors. The sperm donor is the one that's not paying for the kids. So, why not force the mothers to go and chase the fathers? Because they don't mind knowing who the father is and not going after them, as long as, again, the government stipend off of them. So, best way to do it, cut that money, get rid of it, and then they have to go and chase them. Or, oh my God, they might have to get a job.
So you're saying that if a mother is not receiving any support from the father, her lone parents' allowance should be just cut off straight away.
Yeah, especially if she she knows who the father is, 100% cut her off. Yeah, don't give her a bleeding red cent.
Okay, and I know Mandy, you can get back onto him in 1 sec. Trevor, yeah, that's a ridiculous thing to say because you know who's going.
Do you know why they're not chasing the baby daddies?
I don't know.
Because baby daddies ain't rich.
Okay, let me ask.
If they were rich, do you think they wouldn't be in the fucking courts every week sitting on your man's lip saying, you're going to pay for that?
Okay, do you know who's going to suffer from taking away lone parents' allowance? Who do you think is going to suffer from it, Trevor?
It won't be the taxpayers.
No, who will suffer directly if there's a lone parent listening to this right now and her lone parents' money is cut because she didn't pursue baby daddy? Who's going to suffer because of that?
Well, you tell me,
Jeremy.
Just
answer the question. The children will suffer.
Okay, Jeremy, can I give you a solution to that problem then?
Go on.
The mother gets the fuck out and gets a job.
Well, Mandy, what do you make of that?
Lots of people raise kids on their own, Jeremy, and work and don't claim or pull in every cent out of government.
So, Trevor, have you got doors?
Yes, Mandy.
Okay. Have you any daughters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, daughters, yeah.
So now I'm not saying this is the type of people, I'm throwing an example out into the air here. Your daughter gets pregnant by your boyfriend, okay? They break up. Long story short, he decides to be a bit of a bum, walk away and not pay for his kids, do this, do that, do the other. You're watching your daughter who's just had a baby at home, struggling, broken heart, dealing with her kids. She's tired, she's exhausted, she's trying to do everything. She's now also trying to pay for everything on her own while looking after these kids. And your response is, go get a job. I'm not the taxpayer.
Can we get a violin in the background here, lad?
It's not about a violin. It's about having empathy. These women did not put themselves in these positions. If a man is on holidays...
They lie down with money, their legs.
You don't know whether they were in a 10-year relationship, madly in love, owned a house, everything. You
yes,
don't know
and
that.
And still a result of having sex is lying down and opening your legs. You know the consequences of that.
A child's not a consequence.
It's a child.
This is the point I'm making. You don't know this child wasn't made out of love. You don't know anything about this relationship, this family.
And
you're just presuming.
And what's made out of anger and hatred? Like it's still a child that has to be taken care of by the parent, not the government. The government doesn't give a fuck about the people.
Trevor, let me go back to the point that you made, which was if a woman is not getting money from the father, she should have her lone parent's allowance cut off. As Jeremy said, the only people that will suffer is the child.
Well, do you not think we're one of the biggest jokes of a country that we pay out so much money every week and month to people that would rather sit at home? Because we've had people interview in my place and they say, oh no, I'm better off on the dole. And that includes women. So why are we paying them so much that they can just sit at home? That's what these single mothers do. Little fucking Fiona and all are in town walking around with their fucking 16 kids pushing prams and doing nothing because they can survive off what the government pays them. Like, what? Hello? Is that not a big of a joke?
Okay, so hang on, Trevor. You cut off this woman because daddy's not because she hasn't pursued daddy. She goes and pursues daddy, and daddy still doesn't pay. Even with a court order, he still doesn't pay. Then this woman literally has to survive on fresh air.
Well, no, daddy should be seen the inside of a 6x10 cell, and then his wages should be docked out before he even gets it.
Okay, but
there's
loads of ways to deal with this,
where the government doesn't have to pay it, where I don't have to pay it and you don't have to pay it.
Okay, so your point is that fathers should be made to pay in all circumstances. Is it not easier then for a woman to turn around and say, well, actually, I don't know who the father is?
Well, no, it's easier for a woman not to lie down and get pregnant and have a child and then go, oh, I wonder how I can survive with a child and no baby daddy. Oh, wait, the government.
But it takes two to make a baby, and you seem to be putting all the emphasis on the mother here, not baby daddy.
Did I not just say lock the dad up?
No, you did say that, but baby...
Yeah, it's equal here, Jeremy. Don't be twisting your words.
At the end of the day,
if she's lying down, doesn't realise the consequence of having sex is a unplanned child, or a planned child, as Mandy was saying there a second ago, then, yeah, you have to realise children cost fucking money. I fight with them myself.
I know.
I realise I don't look to the government to help keep any of them alive. And I teach my kids, at the end of the day, a child is a result of sex, and if you're having a child, you better be able to bloody support it. Now, the family will help, obviously, but don't rely on anybody, even your parents.
So you always be prepared to survive yourself. You don't believe, then, in lone parents' allowance at all?
No, I don't. To be honest, I think it should be scrapped. Because if you can't pay for your own bleeding child, you should be sterilised.
Okay, do me a favour. Hang on there for one second, because I've been asked to play a WhatsApp voice note for you and get your response to what Winnie has to say.
I was just listening there to you, Trevor, saying about the woman opening her legs and lying down. But what do you expect when he dropped his pants and had his cock in his hand? What was he supposed to do, stand there and look at?
Trevor, I don't know if there is a reply to that.
I'd say there is.
Well, Winnie, the word is no.
What do you mean the word is
have
no?
Have you ever heard that one, Winnie? Have you? He's doing the helicopter, standing there, you can just go, nah, not tonight, love.
Yeah, but not every... I'm drawing a blank now because of that message. Not every... I just haven't met an image of him standing there with his cock in his hand. No, but all joking aside...
Doing a helicopter.
Most people don't have sex to make babies. They have sex because it's pleasurable.
Yes, but Jeremy, a side effect of sex is children. And if you are not prepared and plan, and able to survive and keep a child alive, clothed and fed, then sorry.
I just think you're putting more emphasis on the woman than baby daddy. That's all I'm saying.
No, he deserves to be in prison if he's not paying for his kid.
Yeah, but if he goes to prison, he ain't going to... A man in prison ain't earning a penny, so isn't going to be able to support him.
Yeah, but when he comes out...
The bottom line is, Trevor, you don't believe the state should be paying support for children, basically.
No, because, Adrian, the state doesn't give a fuck about the people. We've seen that over the last few years, right? And for anybody out there to say, oh, the government owes me, the government has to look after me... No, they fucking don't. They don't care about you. You're a number to them, that's all.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in Claire.
The problem lies with the court system. The order is made, but nobody enforces it. I cannot get my head around why there is not a separate section of the justice system that specifically deals with enforcing these orders. Because if you're getting maintenance, your lone parents is adjusted. And if that father is forced to provide for his child, then the less money is coming through on lone parents, which obviously is being paid by the taxpayer and the government. And look, I have no problem with that. I've been a lone parent myself. I've received benefits. More power to anybody who does it. But I just don't understand why the whole justice system just completely ignores this issue. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, set up an area that specifically deals with this. And I think the whole system would benefit.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. What did you want to say on this?
Perfect. Oh, well, I have huge issues with this because I'm a single parent myself. Back a couple of years ago, the social welfare would actually make you bring the parent to court. That's something I struggled with. But in fairness, I got a lovely person that rang me and said they were going to bring him to court unless I did, but they'd keep the money from the maintenance until the child turns 18. And she advised me to bring him to court. Wasn't my choice to be a single parent. It broke my heart, actually, to be a single parent, but I decided to leave my partner when I was pregnant, which is a huge, huge thing if you're with somebody that's starting to get aggressive when you're pregnant. So shame on him for saying that about payments. Like, it takes a lot for a woman to leave a man.
And let me ask you then, Lorraine, did you take him to court and did you succeed in getting money out of him?
I did. So the judge, which is unusual for a judge to say, he's seen through him and actually told him he didn't like him in the court and that he said that I don't like you. So he then made a decision on a payment and he didn't actually pay and he was brought back into court and he was going to put him in prison.
Okay, so he ultimately ended up paying.
He did.
So that kind of...
And he never missed a payment since.
Okay, well, that proves what Jen is saying in her message, that if these women... instead of moaning down in the shops every day with all the other single mothers about they haven't got a penny for this and that, if they pursue the sperm donors, if they pursue baby daddy in the courts, they will get justice sooner or later.
But I think that's very unfair what you're saying.
Why? What did I say that was unfair?
It's a huge thing to sit across from somebody that has been, like, for me, it was huge.
I know, but it's
not... narcissist, and to sit across from him, it was just so upsetting.
No, but we're going to court, with the greatest respect, going to court for anything. I've been in court, I've been in the witness stand. Going against anybody is upsetting. But generally, the way the family law courts, and you know more than me, it's not like a court case. It doesn't go on for weeks with a jury selection and all that. You literally go in for the morning.
No, but the point is, she left this guy because she didn't feel safe around him.
I get that.
And I can understand how she doesn't want to be in the same room as him. No, isn't that the point, Lorraine?
Yeah, that is the point. Well, like my child nearly died at birth and he came into Mio afterwards and the nurse actually came over to me and turned to me and said, if any time that you actually feel unsafe, I'm here. I can ask him to leave.
Lorraine, I would say to you, first of all, you're a very brave woman. You are extremely, extremely brave. You got justice, which is absolutely great.
Well, I don't feel it's justice, because I agree on the other hand that, yeah, every father should pay for their child, but what? 50 euros is what I get a week. My child has autism. Like, that doesn't even cover an OT, and I have to get observation therapy privately for her. So that doesn't even cover that.
No, but does he... Not, no, I don't know. You obviously don't talk. Do you even have his number in your phone? Would you be able to text him?
No, I actually genuinely don't.
Okay, no.
I was only speaking recently because I actually stopped receiving social welfare because I inherited a house. And just for owning that house, I was cut off.
But does he not
without
feel...
renting it out, but I don't want him to see her. Like,
no, that's
I
fair enough.
No interest. But and it's absolutely, I say always that the peace I get, it's I don't find being a single parent hard. Financially, I find it hard. That's it.
But if we were to have him on the other line now, and we were to ask him, does he think it's fair that he has to pay 50 euro maintenance? Do you think he'd feel hard done by?
Absolutely.
Oh,
Jesus. Absolutely. He's done it in the past. He has three other kids. Actually, the judge turned and said, because he filled out a form that stopped him from going to prison, and the judge actually turned and said, "You've done this before."
But let me go back to the point, Lorraine, that Jen made initially, which was that the state shouldn't be paying when a woman chooses not to chase the father for money.
But the way that it was when I became a single parent, that they would actually get maintenance from him, and that would you never see the money if you choose not to chase him for it, if that makes sense.
And so it was only because of the pressure that was put on you by the department that you decided to...
There was no pressure. There actually wasn't any pressure. It's just I got a nice person that I dealt with and said, I'm going to give you 12 months that if you decide not to follow it up, it's fine, that we'll follow it up. I do think, I genuinely believe that the father should pay.
What do you make of what Trevor is saying? That the state should not be paying for babies, basically.
I do agree and I do disagree to some extent. Like some of us, like I do anything to be out working. I feel offer free childcare maybe pumping into that.
But the point being that it's not that easy. It's not that easy.
It's not that easy because I don't have my mum and dad have passed away.
Yeah. And Trevor, that is the point. You know, you were arguing that I'll just get out and work and if you don't get money off the father, it's not that easy.
Yep.
I can't. And I also have to have somebody, sorry, no, Trevor, to like my child is autistic. So there's some days that I just can't. I'm still talking. That there's some days that I can't get my child.
I'm trying to agree with you there, Lou, but okay.
All right. Yeah, just let me finish, if you don't mind, Trevor. So thank you for agreeing with me. But there's some days, unfortunately, I don't have any family. So I'd give anything. Like I had 3 hours out yesterday with my sister-in-law. It was amazing, but I haven't had that since last year. And the anxiety, I don't suffer from anxiety. I think all this crack anyway that people suffer from anxiety, that's just nerves sometimes. But it's the fact leaving my child yesterday, I had so much anxiety in the build-up to it. That leaving her with somebody else, because she doesn't like to be alone with anybody. She doesn't like to be apart from me. So I would give anything to be able to go out to work.
Stay with me for a second, Lorraine, if you can, please. I want to play this message, Trevor, for you and get your response to this.
I guarantee you, if Trevor didn't see his kids, would he pay for them? No, he'd be one of those small-minded, fucking spiteful little men who decided not to pay because can't have access to my kids. Never mind if he's a dangerous misogynist prick. But no, he'd be the type that would withhold the money.
Well, Trevor, do you want to respond to that?
Lads, do you remember a while back I told you the missus me and the missus separated?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a joint bank account, and that bank account was still active while she was gone and the kids were with her. Except for me, all the she stayed here with me. And I didn't close the bank account. I didn't restrict her access to it because the kids still had to be dressed and fed. So she can get off a little Brabourne and bandwagon there and relax, okay? Now, Adrian, can I go back to an earlier point that you made to me about what if the girl doesn't know the father?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have all these little chung ones around town opening their legs, lying down, saying, give it to me, Gregory, or whatever. Why do you think they're not afraid to get pregnant?
A lot of people don't plan to get pregnant.
No, but why do you think they're not afraid to, is what I asked you.
I don't know if they're not afraid.
Because they know the state will give them lots of money.
Okay,
and if they don't know, the fella's made for one night stand, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so you're arguing
that... cut that off, and maybe unplanned pregnancies will drop, huh?
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Tina. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tina?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, thanks, Tina. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I have a daughter, she's 13 years of age, and her father disappeared 10 years ago. And before that, I had brought him to the court. The judge ordered that he had to pay €20 a week. He had to pay half of everything, which meant crash fees, medical fees, everything. He did that for about 3 months and made bank holiday 10 years ago. He just vanished. And basically, I ran after him looking for, to pay the maintenance and stuff. And he said, no, I went back to the court. They ordered him to pay, and he didn't, and nothing was done. Now, I wouldn't be able to survive on lone parent. I don't know how any parent can survive on lone parent. I work as a head chef, but I pay for everything. But as for lone parents, I don't know how these women can survive. I'm just
So your point is that you chased, and he still didn't pay, and there were no consequences for it.
No. And then you come to a realisation, €20, sure, what's the point? What's €20? Sure, it costs more than €20 a day for my child to survive. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure €20 a day for a child, it costs more than that, so it does.
But now Trevor would be admiring somebody like you because you are actually out working.
Yeah, but once again, it costs a lot of money. I was paying €900 a month for the creche. She was in hospital for 3 weeks. So I got a bill of €1,800. I was paying rent €1,200. So on one wage, it was a lot of money. But
for cutting across you there. Trevor has his head in the clouds. Because I'm going to ask you a question, Trevor, that just popped into my mind. You have, for many kids, you say you had 15 or something like that. Many kids?
Five.
You have five kids, and you said there something that stuck in my head about 10 minutes ago. You said very smugly with a little snigger in your voice, why can't they go and get a job? Let me ask you a question. If you walked out on Mrs. Trevor, or she kicked you out, which is probably more likely, if Mrs. Trevor kicked you to... If Mrs. Trevor kicked you to the curb next week and said, I don't want to see you anymore because you're a sexist, misogynistic pig, do you think Mrs. Trevor would be able to survive raising five kids?
Well, Mrs. Trevor works, Jeremy. Mrs. Trevor is in a very well-paying job.
So how does she work? How does she work and mind five children at the same time?
Because I work nights, so I'm here in the mornings, and she works days. Well, so when she's at work, I'm home. When I'm at work, she's home.
So if you didn't exist...
That's called accommodating your children to, like, give them that life, you know? You can one parent at least there all the time, you know what I mean, there, boss?
I'm just saying, if you died tomorrow or no longer existed, there's no way Mrs. Trevor would be able to work and raise five children at the same time. I've never heard
that. Well, yeah, she would, Jeremy, because two of my kids are older. They could look after smaller ones if they need be. But also, she, as I said, Jeremy, she works and she'd be able to provide, probably pay minors for tomorrow, crashes or something, you know?
Tina, let me go back to you. You mentioned that
can't
you work. You mentioned that you work and you don't know how women survive on lone parents' allowance. The fundamental point that Trevor has been making here is when it comes to supporting a child, he doesn't believe the state should be paying lone parents' allowance at all. It is your responsibility to care for your child and pay for your child.
I suppose I'm lucky enough. I have support from my family that will help me with my daughter as well. I have good support of family. But like I said, everybody's entitled to their opinions, as Trevor is as well. But parents, lone parents, I don't know how they can survive. Like, I'm going back 10 years ago and things were expensive. Things are way expensive now. The way of life and the expenses of life as well. I don't know how to do it. But I don't know how the system works. I heard before is if you get maintenance from, say, the father, is that not deducted from your social welfare?
Yes, I think it is. I think it's deducted from your lone parents. And maybe that's why some women don't chase them at all.
So they're not gaining anything. at the end of the day. I mean, I like the way the system is. I mean, to get maids and say 50 euros, you're not 50 euros going to come out of their social welfare. So what's the point? They're not getting anything out of it. It's better just to stay in the system and the government to pay.
Stay with me for a moment, if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions on this. Jay.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Congratulations on your 1,000th episode. Yeah, this probably doesn't fit in with your narrative on your usual man-beating hour, man-bashing hour, but yeah, I do agree there should be a department set up. That money is taken directly from both man and woman's accounts. It depends on who has the child. I mean, some women walk away as well. But another thing, there should be mandatory in the hospital DNA testing of all children to make sure both the mother and father who decide, yeah, before anything goes on paper and before any social welfare is paid out to anybody. And it's very easy to come on here and say all these sperm donors and and deadbeat dads. We don't know how many fathers have begged and begged and begged to see their children. And we all know women use children as a weapon. So less than a man bashing, let's have it equal across the board, but definitely mandatory DNA testing and set up a department that the money just comes straight out, whether it's social welfare or this work. It can be done, it's done in other jurisdictions, so there's no reason why it can't be done in this jurisdiction. But if the man pays for his child, he should be allowed to see his child. Okay, remember, it takes two to make a baby. These people are always blaming the men, but these are the girls that are lying down and getting pregnant by these men. So, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. There's a lot of bad decision making out there between young people now, isn't there?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's the place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's for Lizzie, you'll see. La, 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 la,
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Sandra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sandra?
How you doing?
Well, Sandra, what did you want to say on this?
Well, you know, my kids are in their 30s now and 40s. But at the end of the day, we went to court. He was meant to pay 140 quid a week. He never paid a penny. It was blood, sweat and tears to get the money out of him.
Was it more hassle than it was worth taking him to court?
Yes, absolutely. It was blood, sweat and tears to get a fiver out of him. And at least I had guaranteed money to feed the kids every week. Now, I only done that till my youngest turned 4 and went to school. I went to work and worked my arse off. I got a divorce. The day I got the divorce, the barrister showed up and she said, oh, you haven't got a maintenance order in place. You're not getting a divorce today. They won't give you a divorce. And I explained to her and she said, okay, tell the judge. And I told the judge, like, I'll work my ass off to pay for the kids. I pay for my children. I didn't rely on welfare. I did. It was a bridging loan for me. It wasn't a way of life. None of my children have ever been on the dole. I don't believe in them being on the dole unless they need to be. And it's not. It's getting money out of these men is unreal. It's not. We have no one. Like, I think in the north, they have CPS or something it's called. And they can chase it up. We have nothing here.
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Ed.
How are you, lads? Look, as I said a million times before, it should be took automatically from the baby daddy's dole money or bank account, especially if the court order has been passed by a judge. But here's the thing. When Enoch Bourke went back to Wilson's Hospital School, that was contempt of court. He had a court order. He defied it. Contempt of court. He was locked up. And the money he got from his fines, they went directly into his bank account. So he can do it. So when you pass a court order for these baby daddies and they don't pay, that's contempt of court. So you do what the same you did to Enoch. You either go into his bank account and you take it, or you lock him up. But the courts don't pursue these cases. They just fucking leave them. And that's the problem.
Mo, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mo?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I agree with a lot of the things that's been said, but at the end of the day, you take the man to court, you don't get the money. I feel like there's some responsibility on the mothers as well. Don't have babies that you can't take care of. My mom had 4 of us, almost no support from her dad. And she made it, never on the dole. She raised us not to never be on the dole either. So, yeah, try the court for sure. And that's unfortunate. But at the end of the day, it's all about the kids. And you have to raise them correctly. So don't have kids that you can't raise. on your own. It sounds awful, but it is what it is. Human beings are.
Okay, let me ask you, do you think we're too generous where it comes to state support for lone parents?
I don't know anything about lone parents, but from all the shows, I've learned everything about the dole on this show. And I think so. And people have just ended up being so dependent on that and they don't get off their ass and fix their lives.
And that was basically the point. That was the point that Trevor was making, that if you have a child, you should be paying for that child yourself.
Yeah,
the state
no
should not
what.
Be.
No, even if the father is there or not.
Okay, so do you agree then, because this is the where the conversation began, do you believe that lone parents who don't chase the father for money should be cut off the state support?
It's a tricky one, for sure. I think you should chase a bit just for them to be part of the child's life. But otherwise, you should be comfortable enough as well to be able to raise your children. So don't have five kids if the father might disappear tomorrow and they can't pay. And then you end up in this cycle of chasing.
Good to talk to you, Mo. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this conversation up. This is Keith.
Well, the shoe was on the other foot with me. I said it many times on this. I rear my kids myself. I brought my ex-partner to court. She said no. She wasn't giving it. She threatened to take me life. Not a thing happened to her. Nothing. So people who don't pay child support, they don't. All you have to do is say in the court, they don't want to pay. And the judge will literally side with them. Because that's what happened to the mother of my kids in the court. I was left walking out, you know, getting abuse screamed at me. And nothing said. I said to the judge, if this was me, I would end up in prison, probably in the papers. His words was, my hands are tied, I can't do anything.
Okay, the exact opposite. Dara.
Sorry, I missed this. This topic's really relevant to me. I suppose I'm one of these people that never chased my daughter's father for maintenance, mainly because when I first came back to Ireland by myself, he was unemployed due to COVID and was barely getting by himself, and I was more fortunate to have had a good job in Ireland when I came back and was able to manage. But of course, over the years, as we know, children get more expensive, and it's been a struggle like that, paying childcare, private rent, working full time, and trying to manage everything by myself, you know, Easter camps now, summer camps, any like outside of school activities like gymnastics, all of that. It's so expensive, and now I'm at a point where I really need help. But going through the courts is just very expensive for me, because I'll have to get a solicitor that will essentially need to do international law to bring someone who lives overseas to the courts here. It's not expensive to start procedures to get maintenance either. Do you know, when you're, especially when you're a working person, you seem to be the most screwed in this country. You have to pay, you obviously don't get legal aid. You have to just pay a solicitor. You have to try and get the person to come to court in Ireland. So for me, it would actually put me in more debt trying to get him to pay maintenance. And then at the risk of damaging the already not fragile relationship, but just I'm trying to keep it harmonious now and not be bound by having to travel abroad for custody, etc. Every school break that she gets, because I have friends in similar situations where the dads live abroad and they have to travel literally every single midterm, court ordered, to, you know, to bring their dad, to bring their kid to see the dad. And that's also like going to be a huge stressor when you're working full time. So for me, it actually almost gives me more peace to not get financial help and to do it myself, even though, yeah, of course, I'd love help, but it's not as easy as you think.
All right, Dara, thanks very much indeed. Great message. And yeah.
Well, do you agree with her?
No, but I can understand the point she's trying to make. It's more hassle than it's worth, basically.
But nothing in this life is hassle free. And if you want money, to put myself in a woman's shoes, if I was a woman, I couldn't sleep at night knowing that baby daddy was out there swanning off on holidays while my child was gone without. That would annoy me, really would.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. That has been episode 1000.